Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Phil Goff has released his final climate action budget as Auckland Mayor. The billion-dollar package proposes a widespread investment in transport and is intended to be a starting point for the city's meeting its climate emissions obligations. For this week's fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe, we discuss the Mayor's proposed budget, what it contains, and what it will cost for Auckland residents' rates. I began by asking Pippa what the budget entails.
The big centrepiece of the budget is a climate action targeted rate, and it's the first time that Council's put forward a rate that will be ring-fenced for a whole range of investment that will be aimed at reducing our emissions, specifically around transport. So there's a whole lot in the package, like more frequent bus routes, decarbonising the ferry fleet, more walking and cycling. There's also budget for planting more trees, which is another important part of the proposal from the Mayor.
Now that the budget has been unveiled, what happens to the recommendations? Are they debated by the Council?
Yes, so it has a few steps to go through. On Tuesday, it goes first to the Finance and Performance Committee, and then it gets recommended to the governing body, which is the councillors and the mayor together. And then it has to go and get audited. And then the budget comes back for a final vote, I think, later in the month, because it needs to be voted on so that new rates can be struck on the 1st of July.
What are these changes to rates likely to entail, and how much of an impact will they have on Auckland residents?
Well, it works out, I think, about 5.5% average rate increase. But of course, that will depend on the household and how the value of the house has increased over the last year. So some people are actually going to have a decrease in their rates if their house hasn't increased in value in proportion to the average across the region. And the targeted rate will be a proportion of that average of 5.5. When you add on the other targeted rates, like the water quality targeted rate, the natural environment targeted rate, and then also the general rate rise of 3.5%, which was signalled last year. So there's no change to that general rate other than what was kind of already forecast.
A great deal of Auckland residents are already concerned about cost of living, and with changes to rates, obviously that means that most people will have an increase in rates because most house prices on average have gone up. What would you say to these people in terms of the balance of climate action and them having to pay even more money when they're already a little tight?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, definitely the cost of living is on everybody's mind and the increases. Council's rate rise isn't in line with inflation, so often we get requests that we actually have our rates rises aligned with inflation. So that's not happening. So it is lower. And then, of course, thinking about, well, is this the time to add on a climate action targeted rate is really, a fair thing to ask. But, we are in a climate emergency. We've got really limited time now to act. And that investment will have a whole lot of benefits that will actually bring down costs for householders. If we have more bus routes, there can be less reliance on cars, which is a good thing. People will be able to access jobs and study more easily. So I think that the benefits, there'll be longer term benefits, but of course, it's not going to be immediate. And the other thing to also, highlight is that if a household is really struggling to pay rates, they can seek support. They can get that the rates bill deferred. And with the average increase in capital value, the deferring the budget will be offset by that capital increase.
As you mentioned, one section of the billion-dollar budget is devoted to the Mayor's Million Trees program. What kind of an impact does the planting of native trees and native tree coverage have on the city's climate approach?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, it's really important that we plant trees as a city because we know that trees on private property and more it becomes a threat. And we know that, you know, having a big green canopy will reduce temperatures in the city, just in terms of make the, you know, city more pleasant to live in. And it will contribute to our climate emissions goals as well. So you're very keen to see the progress on planting more native trees, especially in our streets. We've got lots of space that we could use for planting trees and across our parks and reserves. So I think there's, you know, a lot of benefit. And the other thing is that it's going to be focused more in the south of Auckland, which has got less tree coverage. So that's where there's going to be more focus.
Quite a substantial portion of the package is devoted to transport. How important is the expansion of transport infrastructure? And you mentioned some other benefits to Auckland, such as increased bus routes. Are we likely to see huge benefits to transport infrastructure in the budget?
Well, it's a big investment. Like you say, a lot of it, you know, a big chunk of it is focused on transport, because that's 64% of our emissions, and we've got to reduce our transport emissions by 50% by 2030. So that's a very ambitious goal. And so, you know, there's things like there's $600 million of new investment in bus services, more frequent routes, more electric buses. It means that we'll be able to 79 new electric or hydrogen buses. So, you know, there's quite a lot in the package that I think will benefit all Aucklanders, like providing more access to public transport.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.